This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It is a common practice to see people traveling the length and breadth of continents and traversing the planet. Some would do it for business reasons, others would do it for leisure just because they are globetrotters, and some would even travel for medical reasons. And may Allah give shifa to one and all. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. But this is my question to you, my brother. How often do we travel in the quest of knowledge? I'm devoting a weekend to sit in the company of a pious person, and I'm flying down to this country or this place to sit in the company of the sage of the age and learn and draw from his wisdom. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said, "Tagharrab 'anil awtani fi talab al-'ula," that travel in the quest of knowledge, there are five benefits. Tafarruju hammin, it would relax you. Number two, iktisabu ma'isha, it might generate revenue for you. Number three, ilmun, you will learn knowledge. Number four, adabun, you will interact with other people and learn wisdom and mannerism. Sahbatu majidi, and you will draw from the wisdom of erudite scholars. In the 15 juz, in chapter 18, verse number 60, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the journey of Musa alayhi salam to meet Khadir in the quest of knowledge, which has also been referenced in Bukhari. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ. And remember the time when Musa said to the youngster, "I will continue walking till I come to the junction of the two oceans, أو أمضي حقوبا, or I will walk for a long period of time." In Bayanul Quran, it is written under Masail al-Suluk, فيه الجد البليغ لطلب المرشد. We learn from this narrative of Musa alayhi salam that a person should travel far and wide in the search of a guide, a mentor. If it's not available close by, like people will travel far for an expert in a medical field, ما لم يفت منه حق أوجب, provided he does not fall short in any of his other duties and responsibilities. So that's the message, my brother. Devote a weekend, not for an outing, not for a campaign, not for a fishing trip, but to sit in the company of a sage of the age.